Okay, boys, I'll just make a... This is shiur number 19. We have at least one more. Never have less than 20. We've had 28, we've had 29, depending on how many asokis. But the next shiur will be out of town next week, so it'll be the week after, the following Monday. That shiur will be the final shiur for the season. There is a lav in the Torah, a very unique shita the Rabbeinu Yonah has. The pasuk that says in Vayikra Chofei Uba Achechem Bnei Yisrael Ish Beyochiv Lesir Deboy Beforech. It simply means the time when we had a Beis Hamikdash and someone actually robbed and was not able to return that which he owes, so Bezin might sell him off into servitude to serve for 6 years in Eved Ivri. In the 7th year, Yetzelachov Shechinom. But as a halacha, a Jew cannot really be an Eved. In other words, when somebody is an Eved Ivri, the master, his so-called order, has to treat him with ultimate respect. That he really overworks him or overburdens him. There's a lav in the Torah. He's over a lav. It's like eating chazah. It says, "Ubachechem and Yisrael ish be'ochiv lesid debay beforech." Do not burden him with hard labor. And Rabbeinu Yonah, interesting, in Shara Tshuva, Shara Gimel, seems to relate that this love of not sort of like overburdening Achechem Bnei Yisrael is not limited to an Eved Ivri, but it might even apply between Odom Machavera in general, which is a Das Yochid, which means to say is that if you're sitting down and maybe you're sort of like lazy to get yourself a glass of water and somebody else is sitting across the room, it's easier to be Matriyachim, let him get you the glass of water. So you're making him exert himself instead of you. Mashal Ben Yoyna, that also might be a lav. Interesting. Bachechem Ben Yisrael 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 Beforech. In other words, just like it may be Terche for you, maybe Terche for him too. And the male according to Rabbeinu Yonah, unless he volunteers, of course, is mashma. It says leyitzav oisam lasis ketano gedoyla el ritzoinem v'toyelosam. There has to be a purpose. He says, "Vafilo lahochem tzapachas mayim." Or he said to send them into the street. At kikah lechem is also. He said in a situation where it would come out to be an interesting extreme tirche. And the Moshe Sternbuch in the Sefer Shuvos Vanhogis, Bizdan Chelikal of Simatov Kufmem, and he writes the following. He says, Shemati Shemoran Hagoyin, he said, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, which is the Brisker of, Hikpid Moid al Divrei Shaar HaTshuva, he took it very seriously, even though it might be a Das Yochid, Lelevakish Mishum Odom Lasus Avuro Idover Afilo Lehevi HaKoiva. He not said another, go bring me my hat. Because he was choshish for the opinion of the Shaar HaTshuva. Very interesting how far the sensitivity might go. And he brings down further, he says, Moshe Sternbuch, I remember, Shepam, he says, Hufatz Kruz be Yeshivas. There was once an announcement in Yeshivas, he writes, that many, many times, and of course, it's always happens, actually. You have a yeshiva, yeshiva has, of course, a library. You have a slam shanks all over the place, and people take out svarim. People take out svarim, but very few put it back. So Moshe Sternbuch writes that Shemati, that there used to be a Kruz, there used to be an announcement in Yeshivas, that Misha ain't a magzir sefer or an asvarim. If you don't return a sefer, it's a question. It's not ethical. You took out a sefer, put it back. It's more than that. There was a kruz harayu over belav there. You might be over the lovely sidur by beforech. Because why? Because now you're causing somebody else who doesn't want to do it. You have to put back your sefer. You're now being going with somebody else who may not want to do it, but there's no choice. Somebody has to do it. So they say, okay, so they're going to point, somebody has to do it. So you're being matriach somebody else to do the job that you should be doing yourself. So it's interesting it brings. There was a kruz in yeshiva like that. So right so far, this of course, he says, there were many that tiny shadas Rabbeinu Yonah is a das yochid, he says. But nevertheless, he says, so of course, in other words, for easy things to do, really there's no lav, and so on and so forth. But the maise said there were those that were makpid. So it brings a very interesting little maise. Rabbi Shitambuch was very close to the Chazon Ish as well, very close to, extremely close to the Brisker Rav, and also very, very close to the Chazon Ish. Realize it goes a long time. Chazon Ish was nifter in 1953. So let's go back quite a while. So as a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish was his Shatchim. He was the Shatchim of Rabbi Shitambuch. And so he writes, Shemati, I heard that there was a time that the Chazanish and B'chon of Asaman, they got together. B'chon of Asaman. It was a Chasana Eitzel Talmud Chochem Buvik. It was by a wedding by a very Choshev Talmud Chochem. And B'chon of Asaman actually sort of like started to push the Chazanish that he should say a few words. In Europe, the Chalal is very, very common. Come out everywhere that at a Chasana, there's drushes at a Chasana. America, there's no drushes. But in Europe, every chasana has their speeches. By the modern weddings here too, they have speeches. Not the Vittoria. But in Europe, the speeches are the Vittoria. They have it. Atkadekach, that if you do a shidduch from America with someone from Europe, the mechut from Europe, if he's a rabbi or a ben toyer, so he decides to say a drush in America too. You know, this is not the meaning of Malkim to do it. That's where it is. So, B'chon of Asaman, and among everything that you might know about the Chazanish, is he held back from being a public. He did not speak publicly. He didn't. That was it. He was marked, and he didn't do that. Once he spoke publicly, the very first time that he came was from Vilna. He came as Oleh Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, and the first Rosh Hashanah that he spent, he davened in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak was then, it was a midbar. You're talking about those days. It was not far from what it was today, that time. So he davened, and in the shul over there, but they pushed him, so they forced him that he should say a few words. So all that he did was quote the Mishnah. It's not the place to go into here. That was his whole question. He quoted the Mishnah. So Rabbi Chorvatz was pushing the Chazanish. He said, first of all, he should say a drush. The Chazanish refused. He said, I don't dash. I don't give drushes. I don't hold drushes. Rabbi Chorvatz was pushing him, and he added the following words. He said, I'm not worried that I'm pushing you to say a drush, that I'm imposing. He said, Muvtachani shebozeh ein iser lesir debel b'farach. And I can be over by forcing you to say a drush, and I can be over on that iser. Right, of placing a burden of hard labor upon someone. And he said, the Chazanish, Ona ani lekol kach batuach. I'm not so sure. So it's a very interesting thing, but the Chazanish's perspective was also regarding this Sita Rabbeinu Yehuda that we're saying is the Das Yochid, how the Chazanish, and so on and so forth. So, Akoponim, so it's interesting here again, one of the Yeshitas of Rabbeinu Yehuda. There's another Nekuda of Rabbeinu Yehuda, and that is there is a Poshek Mishle. There's a whole page of Rabbeinu Yehuda on Mishle. Now Mishle, Kapitel Yud Aleph, we have Poshek Chav Zayin, there's a Poshek that reads, Sheichar Tev Yevakesh Rotzen. Rabbeinu Yehuda interprets with the Poshek means to say the following, that if you're dumb, don't just think about yourself. Don't just think about this. When you daven, always have in mind other people that might need the same thing. Specifically, if you know of other people. If you know of other people that need the same Yeshua that you. So when you daven, have them in mind. And it's not just a nice thing to do. You're going to gain that because brothers are going to accept your tefillah much quicker. If you don't limit your tefillah only to yourself. If it's not all about you. But when you daven, you're actually seeking out somebody else's, right? Somebody else's also hatzlocha in your tefillah. So therefore, you're going to be zeicher, because Baruch will be quicker, memala your, and he said the pshat in the posik. Sheikha toiv means someone who seeks good for others. Sheikha toiv. So explains Rabbeinu Yehuda, the posik in Tehillim. Sheikha toiv means you're seeking out good for others. What does that mean? Yevakesh rotzen. So he says, you're mevakesh rotzen for Hashem Yisborach. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be memala, and also the rotzen that should do good for the others as well. And we know the Gemara says in Bava Kamet, Tzadik Beis, HaMispalel al Chaveroi, right? V'hu tzorech lo yisadova. If you mispalel on behalf of somebody else, and you need the same Yeshua, when they're a tefillah, as a matter of fact, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers your tefillah first. Many years ago, maybe somewhat closer to 20 years ago or something, when the Choshev Rosh Yeshiva, the Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, that's the soul. So he mentioned that he was on behalf of one of his fundraising trips on behalf of the yeshiva, Knesset Yisrael, so I think one of the third largest yeshiva in Israel, very large yeshiva. So he was in Johannesburg, and it was on a Shabbos, and the Olim were eating together, and there was a baby crying. So the baby's crying, so he wanted to find out who the father of the baby is, just like that. But he pointed out, this is the new father. So he goes over to the father, and he says to the father, he says, I see this is your baby. He says, yeah, it's just 2 weeks old. Oh, he says, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Even though he didn't know, there are no shaykhs with the father. But of courtesy, he wished the father mazel tov. So Rachi said, when I wished the mazel tov, so the father said, now that you wish me mazel tov, let me tell you something about this baby. He says, we are married for many, many years, and we were not blessed with children. As much as we tried, all kinds of doctors, fertility experts, we received many brachas from different rabbis and so on and so forth. But ma'aseh, it was not the time. The Baruch Shem just did not, we were not zochet to have children. So Blaise Bailey said, another year passed and so on, months. So I decided, you know, I traveled to, this was Johannesburg, his Rebbe and Rosh Yeshiva and Esh Yisrael. He made a special trip to Esh Yisrael, and he goes over to his Rebbe's Rosh Yeshiva, years ago. And he says to his Rebbe, he says, you're my Rebbe, you have to help me. There's so many years, he said, we're not zoche to have children. Do something for me. So the Rebbe looks at him and he says, you know something? Imoy Noichi Besara. I have a son too, and you know it, he says. You went to yeshiva together with him, same yeshiva. He's also married for many, many years. And he also doesn't have children. So the Rebbe said, you know what? Let's do an eitzah what Chazal say. You want to have a cabinet. If Chazal say it, it's Kodesh Kodeshim. Chazal said, Mespal Bat Chadele. If you're davening on behalf of somebody else, V'utzorach Lo Yisadova, and you need the same yeshiva, V'nena Tchilu. So you make up together with my son. You're going to meet him, and you make up. From now on, you stop davening about yourself. You daven for him, but seriously, that's it. But seriously, you daven for him that he should have a child, and he also will commit himself that from now on he won't be davening for himself. He'll be davening for you. And Kachav, this is what he did. So he says, I want you to know, the Rebbe says, he's saying this to Rosh Hashiva, to Rafat Zach, he's saying. A year later, two children were born, one by me and one by him. That's the Chazal. Without going to Bir Advarim, he also explained how this works. I'm spoiled about Chavei, but that's another time. But this is what the Chazal says. And I think I was told that lately, I don't know, you know, all the new type of CDs that came out, I think this CD is called Davin for Me, Now Davin for You. It's a whole thing on that. Based upon this Chazal, Mespal Bat Chaveri, Vesoch, Oisadeva, Menen Etchilo. Daven for me, and I'll daven for you. That's the, instead of me davening for me and you for you, I daven for you, and you go ahead and you daven for me. So this is the Nekudim. All right, Rabbi says. So we go now to Yishaya Avoda. It's Perek Chof Ches. Perek Chof Ches. I'm not sure what page is on there. New edition. Let's see how the plug can go there. What page is it? Membase. What? Membase, Pekha of Ches. Alright. So, okay, Rabbi Yoni here is being Mamshech. You're being Mamshech in the Kavanah that we say in Krishna, we say every day. We say, V'atas Hashem Elokecho B'chol Avavcho. Okay, Daf Membeis. He says, Oyd Yechav, he says, there's another point I have in mind. When a person says, V'atas Hashem Elokecho B'chol Avavcho, there's another point I have in mind. Kumshom Chazal, Chazal have told us that B'chol Avavcho, Levavcho is plural, there are two bases. Lev is one heart, Levavcho is two. Chazal tells well-known Chazal, Bishnei Yitzarecho. It means that a person should serve Hashem. It includes both your Yetzer Tov and both your Yetzer Hara. Now, obviously, when you think about it, you know, the Yetzer Tov we can understand. That is the chelik of the person, of course, that drives him to do the right thing. That's the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara is the opposite. The Yetzer Hara is someone who encourages him and seduces him and induces him to do the opposite thing. So how do you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with both, as we'll soon see? B'chol Avavcho means, again, to utilize all aspects. B'shnei Yetzerecho, both the Yetzer Hara, and also the Yetzer Tov. So I want to mention a point with Reb Sol Salanter. In Egeres HaMusar, he writes, when you talk about Yetzer, it's kedai to know, at least once, to just to get the perspective. Because actually, he has a chakira. What is actually Yetzer Hara? What is Yetzer Hara? One way of understanding Yetzer Hara means is to say, it's a spiritual tumor de geforce. You know, it's sort of like a malach, when you think about the Satan. There's a spiritual force. In other words, the person, there are two forces. There's the positive force, Masada Kedusha, Ruach Shel Kedusha, and then there's the Ruach of Tumah. The Ruach of Tumah, of course, that drives a person to do the wrong thing, to do a thing which is the opposite of Kedusha. So it's a spiritual force. When you think about the Yetzer Hara, it's a spiritual force. Another Peshat Yetzer Hara, no, it's a physical. In other words, a man was created with physical desires, and the physical desires, of course, don't know any bounds what's right or wrong. Right or wrong is in the mind. The physical desires do not differentiate between kosher with not kosher food, between what's right and what's wrong, and so on and so forth. What you desire, that's what the goof desires. It's just natural. So Yetzer Hara really is a physical thing. And so Solana said both is true. The thing about Yetzer Hara, yes, Metzarech, because you created, right, a person is a physical being, besides the Neshama is a physical being, and itself that physical being is driven to do all the natural, those are basically his base instincts. This is his animal instincts, like anybody else, like any creature, which has the basic animal instinct. That is the Yetzer Hara that we talk about regarding, and then the Yetzer Tov is called Yetzer Tov, but also there's also a spiritual force, besides the physical, right, the Tiyas that Kushbaru created within the person, there's also a spiritual Ruach HaTumah that basically envelops and tries to impose upon the person and try to dissuade the person. So in case the Yetzer Hara itself is created or consists of two different aspects. Lamaisa, right, B'chol Avavcha is talking about plural. Person should serve Hashem with both faculties, with both the Yetzer Hara and both the Yetzer Hara. And he says, K'moshe Omru, we find B'malochim. By Malochim, for example, right, we find by Malochim that they only have a Yetzer Tov. We find by the Malochim, but of course, that partook in a meal that Avraham Avinu served, right, while they were visiting. What does the Pasuk say? Avraham Avinu says, I'm going to serve you. And the Pasuk says, V'sa'adu Libchem. Sa'adu Libchem means satisfy your heart. Why? Because Malochim only have Lev Echad. There's no Yetzer Hara. There's only Lev Echad. Aval B'yodom, however, regarding a person, the pasuk states, as we'll see, sheyesh lo yetzerah v'yetzer tov, so nema boy, so bema says b'chol avavcha, b'chol avavcha, with all your faculties, v'kavona, and it means, what does it mean, b'chol avavcha? The kavona means to say, the intent is that a person should serve Hashem with all aspects of his character. Shetavet es b'recho b'midas yetzer hara shehi hanefesh hamisaves, we'll soon see, utilize the that you have, which is from the physical aspect, utilize that also to serve Hashem, and of course, b'midas yetzer tov, and certainly you'll serve Hashem with the character traits which is of the yetzer tov. The character traits of the yetzer tov involves shehi haneshama v'yoina. These are also the spiritual forces, bala seichel madu ubina. The seichel tov involves intelligence, wisdom, understanding, what, which differentiates between what's right and tells you what's right and pushes you to do what's right. A person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol avavcha with all aspects, even what we would might consider the negative aspects. Utilize the negative aspect, which is the chelik yetzer hara. The chelik yetzer hara means neves hamisava. The neves hamisava, which means that involves the drive for physical pleasure. That chelik of your guf, that chelik of you, the drive for physical pleasure, should also be used to serve Hashem. And he goes on. The hine yetzer hara, he says, nivra b'yodom. What was the purpose of the Yetzer Hara? The purpose of the Yetzer Hara, now, on one hand, we find always as far as the purpose of the Yetzer Hara is, otherwise a man is a robot. In other words, if we only have Yetzer Tov, he's a malach. Why does Hashem have to create a person for? If you would not have a bechira, you'd not have a balance. If a person would not have tension between good and bad, in other words, you'd only have a Yetzer Tov, then you'd be like a robot, right? That is programmed. Which means to say that you have no necessities, you have no challenges. You're not able to step out of line. You have no reason to step out of line. And why would you receive any reward anyway? So the reason that you have a Yetzer Hara is in order to make your avodah and avodah chashuva, in order to give importance, right, to your service to Hashem. That's only able to subdue when you are able to overcome obstacles. That's one way. There's also a pashut way why you need the Yetzer Hara, not just to receive schar, you know, for subduing your Yetzer Hara. He says the reason the Yetzer Hara is because otherwise you will not have a world the way we know it. Why? As he goes on to say simply, the Yetzer Hara is never be Adam l'avoidis aguf, is to maintain the body's health, l'hamido bibriyusoy al mizgoy hanochim, according to its nature. Shenema, Because the prophet in Yeshaya says, because God created man, because God created man not to sit, right? Not to sit idle or to be desolate. One of the avodas of them is what? To populate the world. It's a chiv on everybody to do his chalik, right? And the prophet says, Loitoyu bero'o. Because Baruch Hu did not create the world to be desolate, like Toyu Vavoyu. No. I did not create the world to be Toyu Vavoyu. L'sheves Yitzhara. I formed the world to be inhabited. So therefore, in order for a person, simply put, that be able to have a physical relationship, a person has to have a body that is physically, right, that has physical desires to be able to have the physical relationship to be able to populate the world. The person will not have that yetzar, that physical yetzar, and that's all true with the whole animal world, which the Gemara tells in Sefer Yuma, that once they decided, Chachomim, to be mevatel, to get rid of the yetzar, what happened is the chickens, right, failed, didn't lay any eggs anymore, because it didn't copulate with and if as a result there was no eggs anymore, now the world would just cease to exist, everybody would just be alone, and therefore simply for the sake of the continuation of the world, for Kim Olam, you need that Yetzirah. However, the Yetzirah has to be sparingly, the same way that yeast is put into a dough. Yeast, right, you can't bite into yeast, or it's not edible, it's not real achila. But the yeast is needed to put into a dough to be able, right, for the dough to rise. But if you put in too much yeast, then you ruin the dough. So the yeast has a positive purpose, but the yeast itself is something which is inedible. But it has a positive purpose to make a contribution. But if you put in too much yeast, then it's going to ruin everything. You're not going to be able to eat anything. The same thing, the yeast, even though in itself it's like yeast, it's inedible. The Yetzirah should not be used for its own self. But the Yetzirah is there for a positive purpose. But too much Yetzirah is like putting too much yeast into a dough. The yeast is inedible. The Yetzirah is also something that you should not. But however, you need the Yetzirah in order to make its positive contribution, like yeast into a dough. But kishem, if you put too much yeast into a dough, then you're going to ruin it. Too much Yetzirah is going to destroy everything. Here points out. Here, come on. He says, and therefore he says, in the same way, just like in the same manner, that yeast is a fundamental ingredient, right? Yeast is a fundamental ingredient. In the same way that yeast is a fundamental ingredient in preparing dough to make it edible, right? The dough is waiting for the yeast. So too, there's a positive purpose. There's a positive purpose. It is fundamental. The Yetzirah, that chelik is fundamental. The saknoi, or achshiroi, is there for the purpose, for the positive purpose in creation. The man should be able to do that which was created. His first mitzvah is puravu, to be able to see that the world continues. So now, so the Rebbe Yehuda further. We're quite familiar with this Chazal, many interpretations regarding this Chazal. Kveshom Ruzal, we find Chazal saying, Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. We find that Alexandri Omar, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, like we say, Lekai Nesair, at the end, Amvorach Chazal Yisrael Basholim, then we say, Lekai Nesair, L'Sheni Meiro. In the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara gives different version, different Amiroyim, and different Neschoyes, of how they signed off the Shemoneh Esrei. So we find that Alexandri Omar, Alexandri said the following, Rabbeinu Olamim, he said, Rabbeinu Shalom. He said, Go and be a dual of an echo. In other words, it is very clear and it's obvious to you. In other words, don't look at what we do always, but rather look into the depth of our hearts. Look into the depth of our hearts and you realize that we really want to do the right thing. The fact that we're not always successful doing the right thing is not because we don't want to do the right thing. It is because we are being challenged by so many different things, as he's going to point out, and therefore we may slip, and therefore we may fall. So Alexander says, okay, Baruch Hu, don't look and see at the end result, but look what we are actually about. Look at our essence. Look at our Metzias, our Etzem Metzias. Because it's going to be a dual of an Echashim and say, Neinu Lassus V'Soincho. You know very well that deep down our earnest desire is in fact to execute your will. So what's restraining us? What's restraining us is the Sa'ur Shibisa. That's the moshul for the Yesahara. The moshul for the Yesahara is like the Sa'ur Shibisa. It's just like the yeast in a dough. Because Sha'isa, he says, below Sa'ur. If you take a dough without yeast, yeast on its own, right, is worthless. Yeast on its own is worthless, you can't eat it, it's inedible. And yet, if you take that yeast, which is inedible, but you put it into a dough, it makes a positive contribution. So he says, right, when the soil is in it, misakno, right, it fixes it, repairs it properly, machshira, and it conditions it, the oisa ruya. And now it makes the dough right appropriate, it makes now the dough fitting. As long as you don't add too much. As he says, because if you put too much soil, it all becomes yeast. As a matter of fact, koshkin asoil atzmoi, and certainly the yeast itself, as he said already before, sheinu roya l'achil, but that's it's not fit to be eaten. The same thing is kein yetzer hara kama. Kein yetzer hara toiv hu b'yodom. So to the yetzer hara also has a positive side. Shom Chazal, as a matter of fact, Chazal have said, when it says v'yal l'kin, Schor asher osa v'ne toiv ma'oid. So Chazal break up the posik. Toiv is the yetzer toiv, ma'oid is the yetzer hara. You hear that? V'ne toiv is the yetzer toiv, ma'oid is the yetzer hara. The Bias of Engel once said, how is it that ma'oid is the yetzer? Toiv ma'oid is the yetzer hara? Okay, tell me it's also good. Toiv is the yetzer toiv. Toiv ma'oid? That's the yetzer. How's the yetzer hara toiv ma'oid? So he says, you'll notice that people who live a life, and basically they are in the proper tune of mind that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses them with more, that's fine. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them less, that's also good. You know, they're able to live a life and make do with whatever they have. Such a person, of course, lives, can live a life in tranquility, and basically a person lives a life more or less b'sholem. Because he says to himself, no matter the situation is, I'm going to make do the way it is. My Shvei Zechron Avoch used to say, B'shem De'ahava, it's called the Friedige, Vision Sreba. He says, what is the definition of a Yid? He said in Yiddish, he said, and I'll explain it in English, he says. The definition of a Yid is, he says, Asach Zonizan Tzifil, and Abristel Zonizan Vainik. The definition of a Yid is, right, plenty should not be too much, right, and less should not be too little. I don't know how to translate that. Unless it not be too little. He said, that's it. But then there are people that toiv is not enough for them. They want toiv ma'oid. That's the yetzer hara. Because he's never going to be happy. Toiv ma'oid. The person who's always looking for the ma'oid in life. If you're happy with toiv in life, it's toiv. That's good. That's yetzer toiv. But then there's some people, toiv is not enough. They always look for the ma'oid. It has to be extra good. Everything has to be tipped up. Everything has to be perfect. If you're looking in life for the ma'oid, for the toiv ma'oid, that's the yetzer hara. That's the yetzer hara. So now, chiyetzer, he says, toivu. On the one hand, we have the yetzer toiv. Chavir, the yetzer toiv is toiv. Ken yetzer hara toivu. And now he spells it out. Shilamolo yetzer hara. So if not, he says, if not for the yetzer hara, leinoso oda od ishom. A man would not be motivated to get married. Would not be able to get married. Leibona bayis. Nor would he build houses. Would they build homes? Leinot akerem. They would have no drive. They would have no ambition to plant vineyards. You have to have a tithe, right? You have to have ambition. The yetzer hara drives him. But it should be controlled. That's in the kudah. It should be controlled. So first, I have to have a drive. Yes, I need a house. I have to build a house. Then we have to have the exorbitant. Then we have to have a mansion. But the person has to have a desire. You have desire. That's how life would go up. Otherwise, v'nim soil and bottle. Then the whole world would become bottle. So melos the ultimate what comes out. For it comes out hence. Hine. Sheyetzer hara toivu b'yodom lekayim oilom. So it comes out that the yetzer hara was created to help man in his quest to make the world inhabited. Shehu adovah sheodom niver b'shviloi. However, but if he does not control the yetzer hara, he allows the yetzer hara to drive him, right? To drive him endlessly, to drive him without limit. The yetzer hara is on top of him. The yetzer hara rules over him. If the yetzer hara were to gain too much control over man, yashchis adam, then would ruin him. Because it would cause him to transgress the will of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So one more little few lines here. So now he says further. So therefore, although Hayesa be'atzmai nikre ra, So although even though the Yetzer Hara, right, it's called evil, but it's evil like yeast, which means it makes a positive contribution. The same way it needs to be used in appropriate measures like yeast to bring out the desired results, you have to control the yetzer to stay in a straight line, to maintain the body, as mentioned, to make sure that the yetzer does not cause you to sin. And in order to do that, you have to follow the dictates of the Torah. Follow the dictates of the Torah, and that way you will be controlling your Yetzer, V'hakum B'mishpot, HaMevayah B'Torah. So we have here the Yetzer, we have the Yetzer Torah. The Yetzer Torah, fine. And we have the Yetzer, and yet we should utilize all our faculties to help us to serve Hashem. Never. So of all the Mesholim that you might think of ever heard about, you want to describe the relationship between the Nisham and the Guf, which are two opposite poles as far as you can imagine, from one end to the other. And there's continuous tension between the Nishama and the Guf. The Nishama is not interested in anything physical in this world, and the Guf is just the opposite. Let's go take a look at the sheep, and we're going to find out. We have the first item that we have, very interesting, in the opening lines, of course, of the Shara Avodah we have, right? Where Rabbi Yonah says we have again, and to be able to utilize all of the faculties, both the Yetzirah, both the Yetzirah. So what we have here is from the Sefer Leif Sholem. Leif Sholem is the Sefer of Rav Sholem Shadron. And again, what happened is, he didn't write the Sefer per se. But, you know, you can imagine from years, decades and decades of drushes all over, and literally thousands of different tapes of drushes that he used to give. So, they took and they transcribed the tapes, and quite simply. And what's interesting about the Sefer is, the Sefer is written come out the way that he said it. Usually, you know, the nuances of speech is different than the way that you write. But this Sefer, he had a special style, if you ever heard him. Maybe they tried to incorporate that even the writing could never be the same, but Kaponim. So just before I go further, let me just tell you this, that Rav Shadron, here, in order to make his point, believe it or not, he introduces us to Al Capone. Who was, I guess, an American gangster. He doesn't tell you exactly the details, he just tells you he was a Ritzayach and whatever he was. Yeah. But for the Olam, he was an American gangster during the time of Prohibition. He was a bootlegger, basically, you know, involved in the alcohol business during the time of Prohibition. The whole person drove himself to the grave. He died at age 48, you know, in the 11 years, I think he was in prison of the 48 years that he lived. And basically, he was the boss of what was known as the Chicago Outfit. That was him. Anyway, so you can see the way you never figure out that he means Al Capone, but now you'll see. He writes him a few times here. Well, let's take a look. This marshal, by the way, he gives credit to his Rebbe. The Moshe gives credit to his Rebbe. His Rebbe, among the many Rebbeim, all the Balamusar, Rebbe Leib Chasman. Leib Chasman was the Mashgiach in Hebron. All of them were great Balamusar. Each one is a big tzaddik in their own right. So let's take a look here. Okay, the Yitzhak Hashem Elohim is Adam, alright? This is the line of the Pesach in the Chumash, in Bereishis. The Yitzhak Hashem Elohim is Adam, Ophram and Adoma. Man was created on the one hand, Ophram and Adoma was created out of, right? Out of Ophram, out of dust. And Mr. Hashemi, Vayipach Ba'apot Nishmas Chaim. At the same time, this goof, this offer, Min Adomo, what is Zaychit to have an Ishama, clearly to have an Ishama from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu blew an Ishama into his nostrils. He says, "Moshel Chayde." This is a very penetrating moshel. It's mamish segvalig moshel. You see it, but you see by we see how Bala Musa are able really to paint the picture, and you understand how they understood really the psychology of a person really to bring things to life. So here's a very primary example, a prime example. The moshel Chayde Himshel Admer says, "Hagoyin Asadik Rebleib Chasman." Rebleib Chasman again was the Mashgiach of Chevron. He wants to explain the relationship between the Guf and the Neshama. Very fascinating. It's a herkev hamenugid, the opposite, right? The combination, hamenugid, right? The contradictory, right? The opposing, shebi yodom. On the one hand, shenivra ofer min adomo. Tzara sheini, menishmas chayim yachad. The noise of honor with Taro, he said, we'll go to explain it. Okay, here goes the Maisa. Okay, I want you to imagine the following, he says. I want you to imagine that because of a Mesira situation, I want you to imagine a Mesira situation, the Chofetz Chaim, weak, frail and old, right, towards the later years of his life, was put into prison. That's a man, it didn't happen. But this is the Moshe. Would you imagine that, well, it was not uncommon, Balatanya sat in jail, the Rishina sat in jail, all because of Mesiris, there is Mesiris. There was Bulbulim against him and so on and so forth. Great Tzaddikim, all the time it happened. So, but I want you to imagine, it says, Pam be'ikvois ha'oshona shlosoyne hadas. Those are soyne hadas. Those are anti-religion. What do? Anti-religion, so they go to inform against the Chofetz Chaim in the government. They go to inform, they made it up. Gozer Hamalchis al Chofetz Chaim Zatzal Ma'asa Mamushech. A lengthy stay in jail. The Chofetz Chaim Nilkach, the Chofetz Chaim was taken, El Machoire Soire Gubriach is put behind the lock and key, you know, is put behind there, the Yeshev, the Kula, and he sits there locked up. Okay, just imagine. Chofetz Chaim is in a cell. He's sitting in a cell. Chofetz Chaim is sitting in a cell. What happens? Boys, it's Kufa, that same time, Nifnes Gam Al Capone. See that? You have to figure out in Hebrew when you write in Hebrew, this is right. So imagine an Al Capone, right? Shehoi Bishato Yudu Al Besheya Godel Ritzheach Nisefe, right? Mamish, one of the revolting Ritzchim, or a Roy Rishoso, he says, because his reputation of being such a Rosh and a Zorius, anybody in the government was afraid of him. The Roy Rishoso, Hitil Emo Pachet Gamal Amal Chusatzmo. Such a Russia, such an underworld nick. Vafilas Kore Shemoy Lavash, just mention his name, people get frightened just hear the name. Right? Bring a pacha. Vafilas Kore Shemoy Lavash, Oyveres Chilcholo Etzarabim, Mamish Etziter. So what happened? Well, Acha Mamsim Rav, finally they caught up with him. The government caught up with him, they put him into chains, and where did they put him? In the same cell with the Chofetz Chaim. Imagine that. Right? Yeah. So here are the Chofetz Chaim and Al Capone sitting in the same jail, the same cell. All right. So he says, after a lot of ma'amtsim means after a lot of effort, hitzlicha malchus le'osra ben chushtayim, they put him to chains, v'chnisu le'beis asoya, they put him into jail, v'le'osoy cheder shachovitz chayim kol shumamish, in the same cell. Now, what could you imagine? Chofetz Chaim, weak, frail, right? This Rosh over there, there's a, you know, his mamish, by the way, was 5'10". And he sees a tzaddik of Chofetz Chaim, b'chlal, he says, you can imagine all he needs is to give him one punch or two, right? And at the end of the Chofetz Chaim, that's all you need. That's all you need. And one imagine that might happen. You hear what happens in prisons, right? You know what happens, right? Some people don't come out alive. Here you have the little Chofetz Chaim, and here you have this mighty gibber, and Russia didn't care about the tzich and nothing, there's nothing. He's there in the same cell. So Vata Nanasa, he says, let's try the title of Tzmeinu as a Chofetz Chaim Zal. The Al Capone says, Yoshim Yachdu Bebeis Asurim, B'Ksif Achas. Why does Tzirim Mam Shal Tegev? Let's imagine it. Minastam, he says, Minastam, one could expect, Shoya Chofetz Chaim, or the Nomo of the Chofetz Chaim, being that he was a short person, right? He was Odom Nomuch Koyim of Itzonim, so he was very skinny. Cholash Vitoshish, weak and frail. So he's sitting on one side of the cell. Umulai, and right, and opposite him was sitting this Al Capone, this Roshah. He said, Govah HaKoyma, right? Very tall. Rechev HaMidis, tall and wide. Val Capone, Manchis Begrufay Makas Moves Al Chofetz Chaim. Only he's given one punch, right? At the end of the Chofetz Chaim. And yet, half of the fellow, that's not what happened. What happened? Half of it, what happened? Chofetz Chaim, what's Chofetz Chaim going to do in jail? Stom is going to sit and learn. Chofetz Chaim says to Al Capone, have a big kasha on the Rambam. Mm-hmm. And Al Capone comes up with a terrorist with a Rashba. Can you imagine such a thing? Look what he says. Imagine this would happen. You would not believe it. He says, what took place in that jail cell, he said, was an unbelievable thing. He's asking him about a very, very difficult shvera Rambam. Al Capone, now when he answers, he uses his thumb like, you know, like he goes, this is that name is a Rajba, so what kind of cash he says? Al Capone, Mamiya be a good boy, right? He's doing his story, he's shaking his thumb, when Miyajim in a Rajba. If that would happen, you would never believe it, right? You'd never believe it, im nira samarze. If even you would see it, you'd probably say you're dreaming awake. Even if you would see it, you would not believe it. I see it, I'm probably dreaming. I'm drinking lake. You can't believe that. But he said, but this is exactly what happened, as we'll soon tell you. This is what happened. The same thing happened. Okay, when they finished talking halacha, so now they go into another portion of Torah. What's the other portion? Agarate. Well, Agarate, how do you explain Agarate? Agarate, of course, is the non-legal part, right, of the Gemara, which basically it's folklore, it's anecdotes, right, and so on, Chazal stories with Ashkofe. They talk about Agarate. So Chofetz Chaim, by the way, you know Chofetz Chaim, being a literature, you would not imagine how much Zohar he brings. Man is full with Zohar HaKadosh. Shemir Sefer, Shemir Saloshin is filled with Zohar HaKadosh. Mitchilos of HaZohar. You would think, man, would Chofetz Chaim learn Zohar? Yeah, you learn a lot of Zohar. So back to Chofetz Chaim now throws a shtickle Zohar to Al Capone. And he responds with Kizvei Arizal. Do you believe that? Respond in kind. How could that be? Chofetz Chaim may be Zohar, but Al Capone only connected to Kizvei Arizal. Not finished yet. So now it's time to eat. You know, it's meal time. You're in jail. You're sitting in jail. They bring in the food. So, Nishyajvu Shneim Liyad HaShulchan. Lisa Desu Dosam. They both come to sit. V'chotz Chaim Mavarach HaMoitzi. V'akapon says, Amen. Is that possible? V'chotz Chaim makes the Moitzi. V'akapon says, Amen. V'chotz Chaim Amen Divre Teire B'Shas HaChila. And V'akapon's listening. Yeah. Half of the fella. Says Rav Leib Chasman Rav Sharon. It's not a moshul, it's the truth. The goof and the neshama is Chofetz Chaim, and the goof is Al Capone. That's what's happening. And they're all stuck together in the jail. In other words, what Al Capone is eligible to do, that's what your body is you. The goof, everybody's goof, is mamish on the same page. The only difference is, our neshama and our seichel are able to control it. You're not able to control it. But Chofetz Chaim, he says in Al Capone, that's mamish, every human body, every yid is a combination of these two. It's mamish, that's just, not just emotional. That's the truth. Look what he says. The emotional is the nimshul itself, he says. Half of the apela zeh ain't emotional, the nimshul mamish. Listen to this. What's happening, that moshul, you thought is a moshul. That's happening, he says, with every person, hamurkiv, that's a combination of a guf and a neshama. The guf, he says, is Al Capone, he says. That's what it is. With soyness, tavish fallen, lowly tavis, lowly desires. If anybody saw Shemroinu Ritzeach Chmelnitsky Yamach Shemo, you can say Hitler the same thing. Chmelnitsky was, you know, the big Russia in 1648, right? Thousands, he murdered, robbed, pillaged, literally thousands and thousands of men, women, and children. There's a whole write-up, you know, from the time with Nelson Hanover. Rosan was an Odom Golem Yoy. He wrote like a diary. He wrote Mamish. I don't want to say once I gave a drush in Flatbush, but Shivasa Batamish. Shivasa Batamish. I talk about the Soros Yisrael. So we talk about Soros Yisrael. You also talk about things of Soros that there's nothing new that happened throughout after the Beis Hamikdash. Shivasa Batamish. It didn't end with Beis Hamikdash, just throughout history. So he described Mamish very graphic. It's a terrible thing. You can't imagine what he did. It's not. So anyway, so this was Seir Chmelnitsky. He is not a unique creation in the world. The goof of a person, every goof is capable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a Rosh called Chmelnitsky. He has a body, has a goof like everybody else. It means to say that the human being, Mitzav the goof, is able to do what he did. A human goof is able to do whatever Hitler did. That's Mitzav the goof. The only thing is, you have a Chelik Chofetz Chaim also within you. The Shiloh, which outbalances, which outweighs the other. When the Chachma Musa said, Shimra'inu, he said, Retzeh Chmelnitsky, Bal Nachsha, don't think Shirak Hu Yochel Agir L'Shifas Kizois. That's why, he's exceptional. He's a special human being, right? That was created as a Russia. He wasn't created as a Russia. He's not a unique human being. He's a boss of a dome like anybody else. And if the world was able to produce a Ritzach like him, that means every person has potential koiches. That's what it means. Every person has potential koiches to be the same Russia. You're not, because you don't allow those potential koiches, right? You constrain them. You restrain them. But Mitzav the Guf, every person has the same potential. You have the same richness of your potential. Mitzav the Guf does not know the difference between right and wrong. The Guf does know what the Guf desires. That's what it is. The Guf is base lowly desires. We go all the way to the top on the left side. Okay? All the way on top. Number two, it says on the top. On the top. Left side on top. That's the Hemshech. The Chel Hefech. And now the opposite also.
In other words, so listen to this. If one of the Chachmei Musar, Chachmei Musar said, if you see a Russia, right? You see a terrible Russia, like so and so, terrible Russia, Stalin, any Russia, any Russia. That means the word that any human being is capable of being such a Russia. Because he's not a special created Russia. Shouldn't we create him as a Russia? He has a goof like anybody else. But his goof, right? He allowed his goof to do what goofs do. And we, Baruch Hashem, have the 42, the most people have the 40, even the Goyshevel, that don't become such Rishoyim. But it also means the opposite. That if we are able to point that there's someone in the world like a Chofetz Chaim, it means everybody can also be similar or close to the Chofetz Chaim. Because we did not create a Chofetz Chaim. I cannot create a Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is a goof and a neshama like anybody else. Except that Rosh allowed the goof to dominate his behavior. Chofetz Chaim allowed his neshama to dominate. So in the same way, when you see a Rosh, a terrible Ritzayach, it means to say that every human being has the potential to be such a Ritzayach, such a murderer. Every human being has the potential to be such a murderer, as far as the goof is concerned. But it also means, when you see a Chofetz Chaim, that everybody can be that also. It was one person in the world like the Chofetz Chaim, or any other tzaddik, you might say. According to your koyches. But the koychesot that the Rebbe gave you. Except the Chofetz Chaim, Himlech is the Shmosei al Gufoi. Chofetz Chaim, right, had his neshama rule over his goof. The Shibet is called Gufoi, and he was Mishabed, he was subjugated, he was Machniah the entire goof, for the Tzorach Avodis HaNeshama. Chofetz Chaim made the neshama king, and the goof should be the Eved. And the Shoyim are the opposite. The goof is the king, and the neshama is the Eved to the goof. That's the difference between Rishoyim and Tzadikim. The Rishoyim is a ma'epech, Shem Amrichim is goof of Mal Shmosom. Mishavim is the Shmosom, and they are Machniah the neshama, with Tzorach Miru Tavosom, with Tzoyosom. Fulfill the Tavis and the Ritzoyness. Umato Nemas, he says, now Bazoi, when Keshbach who made the Kishahuch of Adam Nishomim Guf Kechot, Keshbach who now went and took a Nishoma and the Guf. Vayipa Bapa Nishmas Chaim. And what is man? Man is offered Neodoma. Keshbach who made a combination with the Nishoma and the Guf. Harei Shanishoma Zechovitz Chaim. Vaguf, that's Al Capone. That's what it is. So why have both? We have Shikhovitz Chaim within us and we have the other side also. And they are locked in a cell to the neshama and the goof, they're inseparable, right? When the neshama leaves, the person dies. So now they're locked. The goof and the neshama are just, they're chained together. They're in the same cell, in the same, the body and the neshama, they're all together. You have the Chofetz Chaim and you have the other guy. Your mommy's together, he said. Call you Mechayev Ali Admus. As long as you're living on this earth, he says. Now, guess what happens? Okay? So now the neshama and the goof means, think about it in a different way now. Now you think of yourself, you are walking Chofetz Chaim in an Al Capone. That's what you are. That's what you think about it. My definition. Think about it. So it means now, Rabbi Sai, when you go right into a Beis Medrash and you go to a Shir, the Chofetz Chaim and Al Capone both are going to the Shir. Because the goof and the neshama are going, right? The neshama can't walk without the goof. The goof is going in. The goof is going to Beis Medrash. So it comes out that the goof and the Chofetz Chaim, when you open up the Gemara, so it's the goof and the Chofetz, you have the Nishama and the goof, so the Chofetz Chaim and Al Capone both on the Gemara, that's what it comes out. And Chofetz Chaim and Al Capone learned the Miachim Beis HaMedrash. When they play together. And they grow up, Goyim Miachat, Va'oich Miachat, right? They're ashamed of Miachat, they sleep together. Hakol B'Shittim Olay. It's a very interesting thing, he says. Listen to this observation. If you have this emotional now. So it's a very good thing, he says. Listen how the shifus works now. Friday night, you come home from shul, right? Friday night, you come home from shul. Umam nifla hamar eluris, okay? Let's see, he says, these two shifus, Medichov Eschaim and Al Capone, right? They're all together here, okay? That's all of us. So look what happens. It's nifla. It says, how astounding, he says. Listen to this. Listen to this picture. Shogam lechoyze b'leshav l'beis ha-knesses, right? A guy comes home from shul. Comes home from shul. Friday night, come home from shul. Chofetz Chaim, Shaboy, the Chel Chofetz Chaim says Shalom Aleichem, right? Chofetz Chaim says Shalom Aleichem, right? And his Mekadosh Alayayim, be saluting with the Erlich Kayt Mamish, with a tremble, he says Kiddush Adur with Kavona, right? And he says, Barichula Shemaim, the Yoretz, and Mamish, he becomes filled with Kiddusha, right? That's the Chel Chofetz Chaim, Shaboy. That's the Chofetz Chaim. Why? So, after all, when you make Kiddush, you know what it means? Kiddush means you become a shutev in creation. The Gemara says, Koloima v'ayichulu kil nishtatev v'briya shemayim v'oretz. Kodesh Baruch created the world, he rested on Shabbos. When you acknowledge Shabbos, you become a partner in Kodesh Baruch Hu's creation. So you say Kiddush, right? So that's right. So the Chelech Chofetz Chaim, you're saying Kiddush. He says, "V'kach mesayim achov etzchaim akiddush." Al Capone says, "Damn, he wants to drink a good cup of wine after that. After the kiddush, you're drinking wine. That's the chel. That's the goof is drinking the wine. That's the chelik Al Capone." He says, "They're drinking wine." But Al Capone misdares this yashiv v'shoysem loy lugma v'yain mosig v'erav lechayich. Now achov etzchaim washes his hands and he makes a moitzi. Al Capone or echol etzchaim. The goof mosig v'erav lechayich. That's the shutzis. That's the concept. Continue shufis yashiv. The Chofetz Chaim, right, sits at the table, right, he's singing Zemiris. That's the Chofetz Chaim. You're the Chofetz Chaim. When you're singing Zemiris, that's the Chofetz Chaim. When you're singing Zemiris, you're looking at the next course. That's the Chelik Al Kapon. The Shad is singing Zemiris. What's next? What's coming up next, right? Ah! So again, the Chofetz Chaim is singing Zemiris, he says, and the Al Kapon Shabbat is already looking to see what the next course is. He says, Chofetz Chaim is on Zemiris Shabbat, but Vekis. Al Kapon, no, it's Maboto, he's fixing his view on Monas Habosa Shalashuchan. Ah! He said, when do we eat? So he's thinking about the goof is, while you're singing Zemiris, you notice when you sing Zemiris, the goof is thinking about the food already. When we're finishing the Zemiris. So you have the Chelik Chofetz Chaim is singing Zemiris with the Vekas, he said. But the Chelik HaGuf, that's them. And when he eats, ah, Gevaligi Gishmak, he said, Kishorichel Orev Moed Lechelik, it's so tasty. So now he says, when Bishash you're eating Al Capone is a balabos, he says. Bishash you're eating Misparis or Al Capone, the right to is balabayas. So what happens? Chofetz Chaim says, well, Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. No, no, so we start to goof all the time, now you want to bite the choice. Oh, Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. I'm all nice, I'm just fooling himself sometimes. But you're Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. No, not doing it. Oh, this is what Rabbi said, this is the way it works. Now, so you have here the tension between the Chelik Al Capone and the Chelik Chofetz Chaim. What happens now after the Suda? Well, after the Suda Zazoy, Vinay Lacha Shemilas Karesoy, the Siyayif Moidna is very tired, right? Listen, Friday night after the Suda, you're quite tired. So, for Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh, right? After all, he says it like humorous, he says it like in quotations, he filled his stomach with Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh, okay? So now, after Kavan, so now, he says, Al Capone, he says, takes the Siddur, says, let's go bench so we can get it from the table already. So he says, and then they have a little bit of tension. You see, the Neshama Sheboy, the Chofetz Chaim Sheboy says, maybe it's good first to go to the Beis Medrash and maybe learn for an hour. And the Al Capone says, no, I'd really like to have a good sleep. Chofetz Chaim writes to Lelech, the Beis Medrash, that's the Chelik HaNeshama of the person. The Al Capone writes to Lisha and Shina Amuka. Besides, he says, look what he says, to make a pshara. What's the pshara? Al Capone falls, he says, on the couch with a paper, but I'm reading it for Kovet Shabbos. I'm reading the paper Kovet Shabbos. That's the pshara, here it is. Right? So that's it. That is, reading the paper Kovet Shabbos. I gave the Nisham also something. It's a Nisham. This is it. This is the way they do it. This is the combination. This is the Shutzvis. So he says, what's the Avodah, he says? What's the Avodah? There's one line. The Avodah is to take Al Capone, the goof, and turn him into Rabbi Al Capone. So he said, who could say it better? Look what he said, this is the line. Have Yomer, what's the Avodah? Last way says Al Capone should be careful the Rabbi Al Capone. That's the Avodah. To take that goof and to really transform it, he says. That really is, that's the Avodah Zodom. If you should call Koiches Achoimer, to take all your physical Koiches, he's half called Ritzoinus Ruach. A person's capable of transforming the physical desire that they should want spirituality. The kulam avodas Hashem is baruch yichavnu. The goof also, as Chazal saying, that's what Rabbeinu Yoni we learned. That's where we brought it down. For after Hashem lekecho b'chol levavcho b'shnei yitzarecho. That even the chelik yisahara, even the chelik aguf should serve Hashem. B'yisatoyv or b'yisahara. All of it, he says. And so on and so forth. Anyway, so this is just, we have this here. It's a very, very interesting essay regarding the relationship between the Guf and the Neshama, the Yisatov and the Yisahara, and so on and so forth, and how they work in harmony. So it's not just a martial right of having, as we said, having Chofetz Chaim and this Russia together in jail, in a cell. This actually, each and every one of us have these two aspects. Regarding again, just one more small clue, I'm going to finish with this mice over here. The guy might was Shlomo Brevde. The boy might remember one of the great Chosh Balamuser. And this neighborhood also, there was a tkufa that he used to come here, like sort of like every week, one of the houses over here. And he used to come and give a shir Musar. As a matter of fact, very, very popular. One of the miles was, he's It's a master in speaking English. When you have master of the English language, he was able to speak English very well. And a lot of his ksavim, he was focused on the Gro, on the Yeshitis of the Vilna Goyen, on the Megillus, Megillus Esther, Megillus Eicha, and so on and so forth. So it brings over here, if you take a look in this, from the Sefer Tuvcha Yabiyu, Sefer Tuvcha number 3, look, go back to the right, in the bottom, lower right. And he brings down the following, that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, he mentioned the following that he heard from Rav Shlomo Brevde. You see, go down here after the pasuk was a chatas Hashem alakecha. Go down. Ba'achas mesichosov in one of the shmuz in Barama Talchonon. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein lives. He says, "Siper ha'goyin Rav Shlomo Brevde al ma'ase mufla she'ira loy b'sirosoi." Shlomo Brevde being a balmuser, he wanted to show you how the Yetzirah can distort things. Another example, just how the Yetzirah can distort things. So he said the following. Shlomo Brevde once related, said, "Oyisi tzorech lahagia." He said, "Lidirosoi shel korav mishpacha." I once had to arrive. My plan was I had to arrive to the right to the home of a relative of mine. It was Ba'akas Misim to Oisel Yerushalayim, in one of the small lanes, alleys of Yerushalayim. He had a relative who lived in one of the small alleys of Yerushalayim. Ukibochit Soyer, and being that I was young at the time, Shlomo Brevde is talking. Being that I was young at the time, Osisi Derech Arucha Berisa. It was a long way, but I was running. I ran through, ran. The way I fooled you right, no problem, no tire, nothing, just running through it. Very sure, it happened to be, it was a blackout. It was a blackout at the same time. Here I'm running in the dark, and it was a blackout. It was a very, very dark, pitch dark. All of the streets, all the hour, pitch dark. No, so. The past on this county, all of a sudden I remembered, Sipra HaGoyen of Shlomo, Shalit Avira Ahi, in front, in other, or before the house where my relative lived, there's a very, very sharp incline. A very sharp incline. In other words, if you weren't careful and you went over the bank, your mommy, she said, "Be big scar if you ever make it." A very, very seriously, a very steep incline, a hill. Shalit Avira Ahi, Yesh Meirid Mesuki Meirid, Uboy Asoris Madregis, Uasus Chidur Nechidurim, also very sharp, jagged edges. Job, if you fall through, if you roll through that, he says, Visikuyav Shamisha Machlik Bemadro in the Shore Bechaim and Magdolim. There's not much hope. There's not much hope for somebody who falls through that incline. There's not much hope, very little hope that he makes it alive. Otsati or Pesas Mutsosi. So he says, I stopped all of a sudden because I remembered, it's dark. I may by accident go over that incline. So I stopped. All of a sudden, as we're tossing my running, can I leave there to check out where, how far am I? Hechen ani nimso. Vehim adayin lo higati, did I already reach El Techila Samadroim? Umani Megala, what did I find out? I found out that I was like 2 centimeters away. Had it not stopped Mamish in a second, it would have been all over for me. Tremendous Nesniglin. It's dark. Why would I think that? All of a sudden, I made a short stop. I made a short stop because I realized there's a danger somewhere, and I thought it was right here. The danger is Mamish right here. So Mamish, he says, I realized, Shtei Mani Megala, Shtei Raglai Omdu Besentimeter O Achron Shlutna Madra. The last centimeter before the incline. The Mayisi Mamish Ben Rusose had continued, right? Oit Chalaki Shniyot, just one, another second, Mia Dea Ma Hoy Oila Begaroli. Who knows what would have happened? Next goalie, Lamochus Baboike. So the next morning, Utsachti Lagi Al Mor Chazanish. He also had a shaks with the Chazanish. Next morning, he said, I had a need to go meet the Chazanish, give Bnei Brak, because I had a number of shilas. The Lahatzik Lafonim Kami Shilas. So Chisali Konis Labeisa Shalois Agoy Vitzadik. I had a schus to go to the house of the Chazanish. She Kiblani B'Mor Ponim. He received me right, very welcoming. And after I finished my shilas, right, lahatzi gesheloisai, the kibalti alem chuvas, I received my answers, brurus, clear chuvas, right, I wanted to go back, right, I made plan, I'm just now going back to Yerushalayim. His kananti, I prepared, let's say, for Yerushalayim. The last moment, I realized I want to ask the Chazon Ish one more question, as I was very prepared to turn around. The regular achlein, ramasti lamoran zatzal. Right? I sort of indicated, she actually mashu noisav rishol. It was one small shayla. Hachzanish nishan alodelis, he was like leaning on the door. Vani sopati lo ya neis ha-golish yisrachel yedin. I told her the neis goy, my life was saved yesterday. It was pitch dark, not able to see, and it happened up in this to stop mamish a centimeter away. I told the Chazon Ish the term nes. And when I told him the Nes, Kishiyasamti Sirat Vorim, as I explained it to him, or Matri Ramjus Vorim, I have a kasha. Rebbe, answer me. What's the kasha? After the Nes happened last night, right? So the Shomer brother said, I was sure that the next morning, I would get up realizing I'm a Beri Chadosha. Kibbutz gave me my life back, and probably that day I would mamish feel a tremendous need for Sheva Chadosha Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how come I don't feel it? My last night, so it's not like days, weeks after. From last night to this morning, I was positive last night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave my life back, I'm a mamish at Bria Chadosha. And I was sure that the next morning, my life with mamish, I'd feel a different person. As positive, I'll be a changed person. My heart, right, would explode with shiras v'shishbachis. I woke up in the morning like a regular morning. I woke up like all of a sudden I forgot everything what Hashem did for me. You're talking about Musa. I mean, you're talking about Yidav Shlomo Brother, not a push to eat. Achina Yisrati Vanika Acharodom Leloi Shinui Leloi Hergeshim Yichodim Venalim. What should be high, elevated Hergeshim Ketzad Ev Shalahaz Bidova Kaze. How did I don't feel that cause I play in the ground? I should feel like a new person. Look at the Chazanish answer. Chazanish Otsa Maseino Chazanish closed his eyes. Here the Kamadakos. He thought a few moments. Lachem Yikan Ochel Biyor. He took my hands. Omar, Yisoid Gogol Bavoides Hashem. Yes, Yitzhar Miyuchad is a special Yitzhar that's called Yitzhar after a Nes, to make you forget the Nes. The only Yitzhar is a special Yitzhar that after a Nes you should forget, you should not give a course of Tertiko Yibachu. You have to overpower the Yitzhar also. There's a special Yitzhar that's called Yitzhar Shalachar HaNes. The Tafkido Shal Yitzhar Zeh, the Tafkido of that Yitzhar Lahachlish Eitzel Odom, to weaken Eskola Hergeshim Nafshim. All the emotions, right? All the emotions, Vasurim Lis'oil Lahachar Shekul Yibachu Dirines, not to remain unchanged. That's all part, Rabbi Yisai, of the Yitzhar. The comparison. What we see is that being that we have this combination, this comes to Tziva Hashem V'hatas Hashem U'kecha B'chol Avavcha, and as the Shalom Shadron said B'Shem is Rebbe. But if you see the good news, if you see that there are people like Chofetz Chaim and Tzadikim, at least realize we have the capability at least to be somewhat also to be at least closer to become a Chofetz Chaim, and we are able to make the choices. We should be zeichet to make the right choices.